got a super special wine. It's from Torbreck, Barossa Valley, Australia. The wine itself is called The Descendant, and this is the 2018 vintage. Torbreck is actually on a quest to become one of the world's famous or greatest wine marks. And that's, I mean, that's quite a statement when you're competing with the likes of Penfolds, Yarra Yarring and Henschke, and that's just in Australia. It's already quite tough, let alone when you start adding in Sassicaia, Mouton Rothschild, KMU, estates like Bryant, Screaming Eagle. These guys are on a quest to hit it big, and it's not going to be easy. So I'm actually really excited to see what this Descendant actually tastes of. Really looking forward. It's interesting though, however, they're actually quite, I would say, humble in their approach. So they also believe that their best wine hasn't been made yet. So they're expecting to hit the peak, the best of the best, in the years to come. And they're not the type of guys to really go for trend and fashion. So they know what they want, and that's exactly what they're going for. Their style is opulent, big, I would say maybe Rhone style, Chateauneuf du Pape style. So this actual bottle is with a 92% Shiraz and 8%, Viognier. And what they do is they actually blend them together before co-fermenting them, before co-fermenting the must together. Let's taste this big boy. Oh wow. I mean, the color is already huge. It's purple, I'd say maybe a bit of a blood rim. Incredible. Really, really, really rich. You can already get berry flavors. I'd say fresh crushed berry, crushed plum. Super rich. This is not their top wine, so their top wine is called The Lead, and it sells for around 900,000 euros a bottle. So that is when it's really competing with the big boys such as Penfolds. Oh wow, this is really, really top stuff. For such a young wine, the first thing I can say is it's actually approachable. So the tannins are well integrated, it's balanced, it's soft, and I think the softness and the silkiness comes from the just from the 8% Viognier. But the Shiraz is just huge, it's abundant in fruit. In my opinion, 2018 is still a baby, so this needs way more time in the bottle. But it's impressive how enjoyable it is already. I'm super impressed in that. That must be the modern approach they have to the to wine making. Definitely lots and lots and lots of fruit. Blackberry, blueberry, cherry. And then the meatiness comes in, a bit of game, spice, some rosemary, a little bit of vanilla, probably from the oak. But again, that's really in the background, so it remains nice and soft and fresh. This is unbelievable. This is really, really nice. Well, I think this retails at around 100 euros a bottle. Not the cheapest end of the scale, but definitely a fantastic wine. Are they going to be up amongst the top world's greatest marks? Maybe, maybe not, but they're surely on the right track. Cheers.